Welcome back.
So we have a favorite band in common from Japan, right?
Like we like the same band?
Yes.
So the name is Official Hige Dandism?
Yes, that's right.
So today we would like to introduce our favorite song from the Official Hige Dandism.
Mm-hmm.
So can you introduce about your favorite Official Hige Dandism song?
Yes. For me, my favorite song is Inuka Kyatoka de Shinumade Kenka Shio. It means let's fight over dogs or cats until we die. So it sounds really cute and lovely, right? So how about Airi?
It's my favorite song is Subtitle. And this song is like very calm and like kind of the ballad song. So I think Inuka Kyatoka de Shinumade Kenka Shio is like very pop.
Yes,
like up-tempo songs. But it's like very opposite song.
Yes.
So how about your favorite song, Arisa?
My favorite song is Shukumei. It means destiny. And I really like the main chorus part.
Todoke!
Yeah, that part.
No.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I really like that part.
So like the every song is have a different like kind taste.
Right.
So first one is
Inuka Kyatoka de Shinumade Kenka Shio.
And the second one is Subtitle. And then third one is
Shukumei.
So by Official Hige Dandism. Enjoy.
りついた心には太陽を、そして僕が君にとってそのポジションを、そんなだいぶ傲慢な思い込みをこじらせてたんだよ。ごめんね、笑ってやって、やけどし空ほどのポジティブの冷たさと残酷さに気づいたんだよ。きっと君に渡したいものはもっとひんやり熱いもの。綺麗事じゃないけど否定で揺るぎないもの、上辺よりも胸の奥の奥を温めるもの、理想だけはあるけど心のどこ探してもまるで見つからないんだよ。伝えたい伝わらないその不条理が今きつく縛りつけんだよ。汗をかいてしまう僕なんかも、どうしたって生ぬるくて君を痛めつけてしまうのだろう。手のひらが熱いほど心は冷たいんでしょ、冗談でもそんな残酷なこと言わないでよ。別に言えばいいけど全人生をかけてもちゃんと覆させてよ。救いたい救われたいこの怒り剥がしていくんだよ。硬い理論武装、プライドの過剰を嘘、正しさよりも優しさが欲しい、そしてそれを受け取れるのはイルミネーションみたいな、太くて痛すじゃなくてただ一人君で。からこぼれ落ちて溶けていって消えてしまう。 出した声で歌うメロディー振り向いた未来君から溢れ出した声と合わさって響いた群青の空の下夢じゃない夢じゃない涙の足跡嘘じゃない嘘じゃない泥だらけの笑顔夢じゃない夢じゃない肩を組んで叫びたい僕らの想い届け奇跡じゃなくていい美しくなくていい生きがいってやつか光輝くから切らないバッテリー魂の限り宿命ってやつを燃やして暴れ出すだけなんだ沈黙が未来大丈夫や頑張れって歌詞に苛立ってしまったそんな夜もあった夢じゃない夢じゃないあの日の悔しさと忘れない忘れない手のひらの爪痕無駄じゃない無駄じゃないそれも全て称えたいもうあと少し願いの厚さに汗まみれになったり期待背負ってたって重さに臆病になるけど僕らの背番号それは背中じゃなく根を張るみたいに僕らを支配するそんなものに負けてたまるかと今宿命ってやつを燃やして暴れ出す届け奇跡じゃなくていい美しくなくていい生きがいってやつが光輝くから切らないバッテリー魂の限り宿命ってやつを燃やして暴れ出すだけなんだ宿命ってやつをかざして立ち向かうだけなんだ
Welcome back! So, how was of your Higedandism?
Our favorite band.
Exactly. So...Recently, like we're from Japan.
Yes.
And then, like, as Alisa mentioned, she didn't go back to Japan for over 1 year. So I feel a little bit feeling lonely and I miss my country.
But you're gonna go back.
Yeah, but now I wanna Like, I want to feel like the Japanese now.
Okay.
So do you have any idea to, like,
yes, feeling? I have special information to you. Kawaii Japan Market on February 25th and 26th, Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located in UBC Robson Square inside of UBC Downtown Campus. So there are a lot of Japanese kawaii stuff and Japanese food. Mm-hmm. So you can come. You can go.
So I heard about actually like you gonna go to the this event with Arisa.
Ah, yes, I'm gonna go there with Arisa.
Yeah, right. I'm really excited about it.
Yes. So I ask you.
Yeah.
So why you cannot?
I cannot because I have a plan to go to the Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What are you going to do there?
To go to, I will go to the Florida for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then within 4 days, go to the Disney World.
Nice.
Disney World.
Nice.
But it's so expensive.
True.
For the buying the ticket.
True, true.
I lost $800 for the ticket.
$800? So
Canadian
you're gonna
dollar.
Go to four days.
Disneyland.
Only for the Disneyland ticket?
Yeah.
Or like everything?
No,
included?
It's only for the ticket. It's $800.
Oh my god.
Total, right? Total. Not only one day, $800.
No. Total. But it's like, and then plus the hotel fee and then
oh my god,
like flight fee.
But still, it's fun. You'll be having a good day.
I hope so. Thank
you. Please forget about your money.
Yeah. I got it. Do you have any plan to go to the abroad or other country? Except Japan.
I don't think so. I want to go back to Japan as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. I'm gonna go to Korea.
Oh, when?
Maybe next August or something.
For travel?
For travel.
Nice.
Mm.
I wanna eat spicy food and spicy noodle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like spicy food?
Actually, I couldn't eat it.
Oh, okay.
The spicy food. Like, I like the curry, like spicy food, like curry or... I can say like ingredients is spicy, but it's fine. But it's Korean food. I couldn't eat it. It's too spicy for me.
Okay, so you cannot like Korean ramen.
Yep, Shin ramen is.
Okay.
Shin ramen is too hot.
Mm.
Oh my god! You don't have to go to Korea.
But there's so a lot of like beauty products like.
Mm.
Yes, that's right.
And it's a cheap. I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have an opportunity to go to the Kawaii Japan Market. You
yes.
can go to the February 25th and 26th.
Yes.
During the 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then almost our show is done. So how was it, Arisa? It's your first time to doing the radio show, right?
Yeah, it was so much fun talking with you guys mm-hmm. and hearing a lot of Japanese songs and mm-hmm. other songs. Yeah, I feel like I'm in Japan right now.
Oh, thank you for coming to our show.
And actually, it's Heather and me when gonna go back to Japan soon, like next week.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So the next Thursday show is the last show for us.
Yes.
So it's a little bit, I'm feeling a little bit sad.
No, I'm very sad.
Mm, but we can go back Japan, so I'm a little bit happy.
Mm-hmm.
So again, so thank you for the coming, Arisa.
No problem. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwatlen, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at czsf.ca.
Okay, thank you. And then the next show is a free voice. And our last song is a soup by Formulated
Sazabees.
So So we're gonna say goodbye with this song, and we are looking forward to seeing the next show. And thank you for coming, Alisa.
Thank you.
またね。
向こう岸、絶望のナイフを持っていた、そう思っていた。そこで絶妙な合図を待っていた、そう待っていたんだ。ノートに書き溜めた最下なポップスは不安定で、喉を枯らしてもなぜか歌っていた、意味はなかったようだ。
1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.